In the far-right chat rooms and discussion groups, there was a lot of dark humour that went on. Now, at times in the far right, sometimes, well, not even sometimes, quite a lot of the time, people would try and say the most offensive things possible to get that element of shock out of people. Now, sometimes they'd do this to genuinely try and hurt people, to genuinely try and hurt people with the words, but other times they'd just try and say the most shocking thing possible to get a cheap laugh. Now, this, was normally something racist. It normally was something to really attack someone of an ethnic minority. However, at times, it'd stray away from that, and at times he'd just say something really quite evil. Whether that be a joke about cancer, or whether that be a joke about paedophilia. The far right would joke about things and would say the most offensive thing possible just to get a cheap laugh. Another thing that they used to do to get a cheap laugh was a lot of racial stereotyping. Now, this would happen on a daily basis and multiple times a day. Now, this racial stereotyping really would have no limits. It wasn't always people of Asian descent or Muslim people. This racial stereotyping really did have a broad spectrum. And again, this was just done every single day, multiple times a day, for a cheap laugh. And this wasn't, exclusive to being online either. This sort of stuff happened at demonstrations where they'd openly mock people. They'd see someone and they'd mock them, not to the face, but more so within the group, for the way that they looked, the color of the skin, the accent that they had. There was a lot of racial stereotyping and a lot of just genuinely mocking people for the person that they was within the far right. Another thing that would happen was a lot of trolling or abuse online, and this would be aimed at politicians at times, or this would even be just aimed at people in the comments. So, for example, back then, the English Defence League, Britain First, all these organisations were still active on your mainstream social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that sort of stuff. Now, what would happen is if anybody came onto these sites and was making comments that disagreed with what the group was saying, people would often target them. They'd screenshot the profile pictures and they'd be posted into the sort of more hidden groups that the public didn't have access to. And these people would be mocked and would be seriously rinsed for their appearance. And again, it would go back to that racial stereotyping where people would just really mock it. And as I said, this would happen to politicians as well. People like Jeremy Corbyn. A lot of the times he would be openly mocked, and a lot of other sort of left-wing politicians really would be rinsed. Again, this would go to other sort of hardcore left organisations like Hope Not Hate as well, where they would be openly targeted in these sort of hidden far right organisations. I remember one video that really does stick out in my mind is sort of being like, just one video that sticks out in your mind is dark humour, and it was a video that was, I believe, it was filmed in America. And it showed a group of really young kids. We're talking, maybe 7 years old, 6, 7 years old, something like that. Really small kids. And what was happening was they'd come up on a little stage. There was a microphone, and they'd say what they want to do when they're older. One of them came up and said, "Oh, when I want to be older, I want to be a firefighter. Or when I get older, I want to be a police officer." They said, whatever the goals and ambitions was. And then it came to an Asian student, and he said, "I want to be," and then somebody actually edited the video, and said "bomber," and then it cut to a clip of a suicide bomber detonating, and it was a quite graphic video, and this video really just stick in my mind. Because this video was, of course, shared in the internal group that I was a part of, but it was also shared on mainstream social media as well, not by any of the main groups or anything like that. But it was certain members, certain people in some groups I was in online, shared this on mainstream social media. And yeah, when you think that sort of content is going out on mainstream social media, anyone can come across it. I've got younger nieces and nephews that are active on social media. You know, my little niece, she's only 6 years old, 7 years old now, and she used to watch her Peppa Pig videos on YouTube all the time. And it really does get you thinking about the effects that this content could really have if somebody so young and so vulnerable did come up against this content and find it by accident. So if you see any form of extremist content like that on the internet, please do report it both to the social media provider, and please, if you can, download the iReport It app. It's available on both iOS and Android, and within 30 seconds it allows you to make anonymously report extremist content on the internet to the online counter-terrorism team, and that content will be removed. And you never know, for you making a 30 second report, you could stop a child seeing this really extreme content. So please guys, download the iReport It app. It's available on iOS and Android, and report any extremist content that you come across on the internet.